Our Father, we thank you so much that you've given us all things in Christ. We pray now as we reflect on your word, as we think through what it means to live this life, that you might teach us some new things, remind us of old things, that you might challenge bad habits, that you might cause us to look to Christ more, to live out the death of Jesus and the resurrection in our lives. And Father, we pray that you would help us to weigh up everything that's said according to the holy word of God. And Father, give us ears to hear. Help us not to be like the Israelites who harden their hearts in the wilderness. But give us ears to hear, soft hearts to hear what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, spiritualities. We're thinking about spiritualities. Kind of hard to define spiritualities, the spiritualities out there. One way of thinking about spiritualities in general out there are that spiritualities are a way of trying to get in touch with something greater than yourself. Spiritualities are trying to get in touch with the divine, with God. Now, there can be exercises, there can be meditations out there. There are disciplines, there are traditions, there are secrets, there are techniques. There is a longing in human beings to reach out and find God. What are some of the spiritualities out there? You'd be disappointed if I didn't write something on the whiteboard. For those who've been here. What are some of the spiritualities out there and in there, around the world, in the church? What are some of the spiritualities? What kind of things do people do that are spiritual things that they do? Anything? I'll start with a few. So yoga is one. Silence, meditation, prayer. Some people are interested in angels. What are some of the other spiritualities out there? Sorry? Nature. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Nature. You've got to find a spot away from other people. It's about nature, yeah. What else? Which one, sorry? Yeah, occult, yeah. So there's things that are supernatural, trying to touch the dead, you know, get in touch with. There's those kind of things. What other things are there out there? And crystals, yeah. Crystals. Anything else? Satanism, yeah. Which is like the occult, but maybe more explicit. Yeah. There are all sorts of things people do. There are things people do that are other spiritualities. What are some of the ones that are in the church in general? What kind of Christian things that people do? Confirmation. Yep. Confirmation. So the sacraments of baptism, yeah. Music, yeah. What's this, sorry? Fasting, yeah, of course. Fasting. Any other ones? Tongues, communion. Now, I'm not putting them all on the, because I put them all on the thing, I'm not saying they're all equal, and we'll talk about that. Communion, reading the Bible. I don't know, what else is there? There's other things. So regeneration, yeah? Sorry? Sport, yeah. There's, you know, there was an old campaign a while ago that had a picture of Christians kneeling, Islam on the ground, Buddhism in the lotus position, and it had sport jumping up. www.templeofsport.com. Yeah, so sport can definitely be seen as a spirituality or religion. Now, when we're thinking through which ones of these are Christian spiritualities and thinking, what is spirituality and what does it mean? And I want to show you that there are some of these things are what the Bible says we should do. But there's a deepness to them, a depth to them. Some of them are totally wrong. What is Christian spirituality? We're on point four of the outline, so it looks like we're zooming through. But we'll slow down a little bit here. What is Christian spirituality? As I said before, there are many types of spiritualities are trying to make contact with the divine. And so you're here trying to make somehow make contact from the ground up to the divine, trying to reach out to something greater than yourself. It's moments of the day, isn't it? It's reaching that moment where I feel connected. It's just moments. Christian spirituality is very different to that. Now, Christian spirituality is not us trying to reach out to the divine. Christian spirituality is God bringing us to Himself. At the fundamental, it is God bringing us, seating us with Christ. God bringing us into relationship with Him. It's not us trying our own thing. It's God bringing us into relationship with Him. Open up your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. So much of the letters of Paul are dealing with how you live out the Christian life. It's being united with Christ rather than trying to become like Him on our own strength. If in Colossians chapter 2, verse 20, he says this, "If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you're still alive in the world, do you submit to its regulations?" Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things of the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ is your life, so who is your life appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory." Who raises us? Who raises us to be with Christ? Who is it? It's God. We don't raise ourselves to be with Christ. God raises us up to be with Christ. And what is it that we're to do? We're to live out what it is to a person who's raised with Christ. We're to set our minds on things above. To set your mind on where we are, raised with Christ. We're to be what we are. Be what we are in Christ. And therefore, the next few verses says, well, put to death everything that's rubbish. Put to death all that rubbish stuff of life, the sinful nature. Put to death hating each other, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires. And put on, verse 12, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. Put on Christ. He says in verse 15, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." And so I hope you see the fundamental difference between every other spirituality is us trying to reach out and make contact. Christian spirituality is us living as we are in Christ. And so, Christians don't have moments of spirituality. Every time you live out as you are in Christ, you are living the spiritual life. Is there a difference between Christian spirituality, point five, and Old Testament spirituality? In the Old Testament, something you notice is that you relate to God really from the outside. So you pray to God. You do things for God. You serve God. Whereas in the New Testament, God reveals even more of himself. God reveals that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father and Son and Holy Spirit. We've seen that as over this weekend. And for New Testament, as we saw yesterday in Romans, it's the Spirit of the risen Christ who's in us. It's the Spirit of the one who raised Christ who's in us. And so as we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit of the risen Jesus. And we pray to the Father. So it's kind of like Christian spirituality is we're seated with Christ, with the Son of God, praying to God the Father. We're not relating to God out from the outside. We're relating on the inside to our Heavenly Father. And there's something deep about that spirituality. Is there a right and wrong approach to spirituality? You see, I think, and I should add to this one, what we've just seen here. We're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. We're seated with him. And when that's why Christians, when we pray, who do we pray to? We pray to the Father. And what do we say at the end? Through Jesus Christ our Lord, or in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not just we say that as a yours sincerely at the end of our prayers. We don't say in Jesus Christ our Lord so that everyone knows, well, the next line is going to be Amen. No, it's not that. We do it because of a much, much deeper reason. We're teaching ourselves the fundamental principle that we do not pray to God from the outside. We pray to God from the inside. We pray to our Father who's in heaven in the powerful name of Jesus through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so every Christian prayer is deeply and profoundly spiritual. Is there a right and wrong approach to spirituality? Well, the first thing I just want to remind you is what we've said already is be what you are in Christ. You're raised with the Lord. We live a resurrection life now. And so it is not just moments of our life that are spiritual, but every part of our life that we are living as people raised with Christ is spiritual. It is the resurrection life. Let me draw a few examples. Prayer, we've said already. When we pray, as I said, we pray to our Father in the name of the Son. When we hear the Word of God, that is a spiritual event, is it not? Because the Word of Christ is dwelling in us richly. I think it's helpful to say we read the Bible, but what I think one of the things you could do is the Bible has richer language than just reading the Bible. You read the Bible and let the Word, humbly receive the Word and let it be planted inside you. Born anew, born again by the Word of God. Let the message of Jesus renovate your soul. The Bible's described as treasure. It's light. It's a shield. It's a sword. It's our food. It's our life. And so there really is nothing as spiritual as hearing the Word of God. Even other things like this, love. We don't love other people to try to reach God. We love other people because we have the love of God poured out into our hearts. And it's interesting, none of us put love here as a spiritual, as a spirituality. But how can you be like God? You love. Other examples, suffering. Again, we didn't say suffering was a spirituality, but throughout the Bible, Paul says in that passage we had in Philippians, I want to know Christ. I want to know the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. And I want to know his resurrection. You see, we don't suffer alone. When we suffer, we are sharing in Christ, and the Holy Spirit is calling from within us. There are many other examples of this. I mean, someone mentioned fasting, for instance. If Christians fast, we don't fast to reach God. If we eat food, we do it giving thanks to God for the food He's given us. If we don't eat food, we do it knowing that there's a greater food, which is the Word of God that we wait for. And so we're not fasting to become like God. We're fasting just as an expression of who we are in God. But the same thing is true of eating food. We eat it for the glory of God too. Whether we eat or whether we don't eat, we do it for the glory of God. Even in terms of disciple making, we often think of spiritual things as just deeply personal things, but that's not the way it is with Jesus. Making a disciple of someone else, leading someone to Christ, is a spiritual activity. Jesus said this, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and surely I am," what is it? "With you to the very end of the age." When you go out sharing the good news, we don't do it alone outside of God. We do it having Jesus with us. And there are many other things. Maybe I should say character as well. Our character is a spiritual part of our lives, isn't it? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. You see, everything that we do that expresses that we are in Christ, raised with Him, and our life is kept hidden with, is our Christian spirituality. And therefore, we don't do things. We're not involved in things that approach God from the outside. We don't do things that the Bible tells us not to do. We don't engage in other spiritualities as if we needed more. I mean, if we engage in crystals as Christians, what are we saying about Jesus? Jesus has seated us in the heavenly realms with Him. Why do we need to use crystals to go closer? If we think I need to get in touch through yoga, what are we saying about Jesus? True spirituality is found in Christ, not in breathing exercises. If we think about other things, some of these are in the Bible, like reading the Bible and communion and things. But we don't even do those to reach a higher plane. We do them to preach to ourselves and to the world that we are with Christ already. We've got a second reading, and I'm going to ask if we can have that read now. And this is the other one in here, Ephesians 5, 8 to 21. Do you notice at the very beginning of that it says, "You are light, so walk in the light." God's word does not say, "Become light." It doesn't say, "Do what you can to work your way up and become light." It says, no, in Christ, you are light. You are with Christ. And so the Christian way of life is be what you are. Brothers and sisters, you are the light. Be children of light. Walk in the light. You are in Christ. Live in Christ. Be careful as you walk. We live in a dark world. He says here, particularly uses this amazing illustration about don't get drunk on wine. Don't get drunk on wine. Don't fill yourself with the spirits. But instead, be filled with the Spirit. I think it's a definite play. He's saying, instead of being filled and controlled with alcohol, be filled and controlled with the Spirit of God, because that is who you are in Jesus. And the spiritual things that pour out of being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking to each other beautifully, is sharing the Word of God at the right moment with someone else. It's singing with all your heart to the Lord. Not singing. It's not saying the people who are the most spiritual are those who've got the best voices. Sometimes people with the best voices are the most unspiritual, but sometimes those with the worst voices They make music in their hearts that's much more beautiful than those who can sing well. He's saying giving thanks to God for everything and submitting and treating each other properly in right relationships. These are all spiritual activities. Now in all of this, the key, and it's the key to what we saw yesterday about Christian living, Christian spirituality, exactly the same. It's live what we are. Be what you are in Christ. And that's why we live by faith. When you wake up and you think, I want to be a spiritual person today, you don't think to yourself, I've got to become that. You say, no, Christ has won me all that. And so now live it by faith. Every day of your life. Point 7, how would you respond to this? I'm not a Christian, but I'm a spiritual person. No doubt you are reaching out. No doubt you're trying to find something greater than yourselves. But Christ is so different. Christ does not let us do it on our own, because on our own we can never do anything. Christ pulls us up to be with Him. He died so that we might die to ourselves. He rises again so we might live with Him. I might put another question here, but someone might say, I am a Christian, but I'm not very spiritual. I tick the box on the census, but I wouldn't call myself a spiritual person. Well, maybe you don't like the word spiritual, that's fine. I'm not trying to encourage you you have to like the word spiritual. I think the word resurrection living or living for Christ is better than the word spiritual. But let me just say this, if you are raised with Christ, then that's as good as spiritual as you can get. Don't let anyone tell you that you can find a spirituality other than Christ. If you've been drawn and sitting with the Son of God. Well, 8, how are we going to live differently in light of what we've discussed? A couple of things I'll just draw out. I don't know how this will affect you. I don't know what your temptations are. I bet there might be two major temptations in the room that would be dangerous. One is a hungering and searching for things outside of Jesus. That's a dead end to nowhere. That is not spirituality. You seek after things other than Jesus. You're actually trying for a different route rather than the salvation that God gives you. But there'll be other people who think, I am a Christian, but I don't feel like I am spiritual. We need to teach ourselves, remind ourselves that we're raised. We're made alive with Christ. We're like we saw on the first night. We're like those stone statues that had the breath of life breathed into them by Aslan. We're alive in a way that we never were before. What are we going to do differently? Well, one is know what God has done for you in Christ. Focus on Him. Number 2, know what you are. Know what you will be. Number 3, look to Christ. Look to Him. Adam asked me last night one thing I wanted to say. Look to Christ in all this. Look to Christ for your Christian living. Look to Christ for your spirituality. Because He's raised us up with Him. Be what you are in Christ. In prayer, in love, in suffering, in practical service, these are all spiritual things. And lastly, long for what God will do for you in the future. Let me finish with the words of Paul here. From Philippians, he says, he considers it all rubbish. All the other spirituality is rubbish. Even the Old Testament things that God had given His people, like circumcision and who they were, it's rubbish compared to what? Compared to knowing Christ. And he says, I'll just read, if you want to turn with me to that passage on page 24. He says, For His sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, that I may share in His sufferings, and become like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. And verse 14, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. But those of us who are mature think this way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can draw right to the throne of God in prayer. We thank you that we can hear the words of Jesus Christ, the powerful word of the true word of God, every time we open the word. We thank you that as Christians we're raised with Christ. And when we walk in love, we're walking in God's way. We thank you that we died with Christ and we suffer with Christ. And when we suffer, we're suffering with the sufferings of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we have the hope. We've already experienced the resurrection of Jesus in our spirits, but we look forward to it in our bodies. Father, help us not walk by sight, but walk by faith. Father, help any of us who are dabbling in spiritualities other than Christ to put them away quickly and run to Jesus. Help any of us who are feeling down or despondent that we are not, that we don't have it all, to realize in Christ we do. And help us all to long for that which awaits us, to meet him one day face to face. But we pray for this group. Thank you that they are a spiritual group seated in Christ. And pray that they would live that way. In Jesus' name, amen.